Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy. I wake up smiling every
morning, thinking about the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Here's an email I keep getting from Chase. They make me this offer. They say, we'll give you $150 if you refer a friend to Chase Bank. I said, can you imagine referring an actual friend to the biggest bank in the world? Like, as if they hadn't heard of it? You're just having drinks with your buddies. You're like, dude, you would love Chase. I know we're watching the game at all, but the benefits you'd get from a Freedom card, I can picture you checking and saving, dude. You'd be killing it with Chase, man. And if you could use this code, I'm drowning, dude. This 150 is going to go a long way.
June 26th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin. Yes. We did it, guys. Here we are. Oh boy, oh boy. We are on one today, just letting everybody know.
Oh, bad.
Off to a bad start. Well, some would say good. I don't know. Maybe it's because Wake Up Call Live is now less than 2 days away.
We
already have the sillies.
Yeah, we've got the sillies. I'm having the mother of all hot flashes.
Somebody's got to help her. Kevin, has he stood up to turn the air?
No, but I need like a fan. Like, look at how I'm like.
I can see you sweating.
I know.
You're glistening around the neck area. Kevin.
I don't know what to tell you.
What a bitch you are.
I'm freezing like Antarctica in here.
Kevin said, here's the problem. Okay, quote, here's the problem. Katie got a great night's sleep. Yep. I want Jack in the Box. And yep. Gavin's wearing his dumb bitch hat. And if that doesn't tell you how the rest of this show's going to go, well.
It does need to be noted that he calls it that because I'm wearing a hat that actually says dumb bitch.
Yeah. It's not because you look like a dumb bitch in your hat. Your hat actually says dumb bitch.
People are picturing me in like a Breaking Bad.
Actually says dumb bitch.
I walk into the to work and Kevin pulls in. As I'm coming in, Kevin is going no less than 55, 60 miles an hour through the parking lot.
Kevin.
Okay.
I was late. I felt late.
And okay. I wait for him mostly out of curiosity to make sure he's okay and not slumped over the wheel, just pushing all of his weight under the pedal. And he gets out and I go, good morning, sunshine. And he goes, I didn't get any effing Jack in the Box.
Were you expecting to get Jack in the Box?
No, I went in the morning and the line was really long for some reason.
He was late. Kevin's usually the first one here and he was late for work because.
Wait. You were going to go to Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
And you did not ask either of us if we wanted anything.
It was too early in the morning. I didn't want to wait for a reply back because sometimes you guys just read it and then let me know when I get here. I was going to get mini tacos for everyone.
As long as you were going to get somebody something for everyone.
Yeah, they have spicy tiny tacos.
I'm not bringing this up because I wanted us to lash out at you for that. I'm saying that he didn't get it. So then he comes in here and then immediately just gets to work on researching where the closest Jack in the Box is.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen somebody who has more drug addict behavior that's not
food.
A drug addict.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked you're not scratching your neck right now.
The number of days that he comes in and starts, and we have worked in this building for 2 years, starts researching where he can find pasta at this time of day.
God, it now is, I'm craving pasta.
When are you not?
So what did you find out? Are we near a Jack in the Box? Are you going to get a fix?
We are on Jack in the Box 3 minutes away, but you asked about Sonics, and I really want Sonics.
Well, we're not too far. We're not too close, but we're not too far from a Sonic. and we were talking about this. Why do you keep making Sonic plural, by the way?
I thought his name was Sonic, and he owns it.
Who is
Sonic?
He? Why do you think Sonic is a person?
Like the hedgehog?
Yes! But this guy,
he runs
drives-ins like Guy Fieri.
guys, this show is going to be... Okay. If you are just starting to listen now...
Oh, man.
I don't care if you stream us. Just know today is going to be one of those days.
Okay, so you thought Sonic the Hedgehog ran a fast food restaurant.
No, Sonic is a guy with spiky hair that reminds me of Guy Fieri. And he owns Sonic.
Okay.
And he comes up with 50 What's his name again? Sonic.
Nope, the other guy.
Guy Fieri.
I've never heard his name pronounced.
He does Drivers, Dine-Ins, and Dine Drews.
We know who it is. We never heard his name
Flavortown?
With such Italian flair before. His first name's Guy.
Yes.
Like, he's the least Italian-looking man I've ever seen.
Wow.
Okay, all right. So, no, a guy Fieri.
Fieri. Yes.
He has nothing to do with Sonic drive-ins.
No.
Or drive-thrus. Okay. So, anyway, bottom line, are you okay or do we need to get you fast food?
No, we're going to get fast food.
We're going to get
soon.
Jack in the Box. Okay. I've never been to a Sonic's.
Oh, really? You're doing it now, too?
Well, I mean, I'm unfamiliar, so.
When in Rome.
When in Rome, eh? Do they do roller skates?
Do they?
Yeah, they come out in roller skates.
That's fun.
Yeah, if you want them to deliver.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, it's really fun.
That is kind of fun.
And what do they, don't they have like hot dogs?
They have chili dogs, hot dogs.
I usually get a corn dog.
Okay.
I'm confused. So they're slushies, right?
There are slushies that you could put nerds in. Fire.
I know that they have soft pretzels.
What don't they have? Do they have pizza?
They now have pizza bites.
Wow.
Okay, can I tell you guys something?
That Sonic guy thinks of everything.
Okay. Sonic feels a little like the frozen food section at Costco.
I think it is. They probably deep fry
everything.
They
have corn dogs.
Yep.
Yeah.
They got hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
They got pizza bites.
Right.
Uh-huh. And they're on roller skates.
The only thing missing is dino nuggets.
Bites. Yeah. Dino nuggets. Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes, this is a birthday-centric question. So if you know anybody who was ever born, then we're gonna need your help on this. 916-909-1065. Because if you've got friends or family members, there's a chance you've been invited to a birthday party at some point in your life.
And if you haven't, you need to look at yourself.
Right. At what point can we stop buying birthday presents, especially for friends? Like, at what age, at what point, what's going on here? We have a birthday party for somebody that we collectively know coming up, and, you know, it's this person's over 40, and it's a real question of, like, well, do we get them a gift? Do we do that? Are we still doing that? 916-909-1065. And I think we're torn in this room.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, very torn.
I say no.
Katie says no, you don't buy a gift.
No. And here's the cutoff. Once somebody, in order for them to really enjoy a gift, you'd have to spend a lot of money and they're just your friend. You don't need to buy them gifts anymore. Because at some point, whatever that person really wants or needs, because we're grown-ups, is too far out of your price range for a friend. And anything else is just sort of you spending money for no reason to give them something that they don't want or need.
Okay.
So that's just giving them.
Is that rule just for friends?
Just for friends.
So not for spouses.
No, not for
significant others.
No.
Not for parents.
No.
Siblings.
I don't get my siblings anything for their birthday.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
What am I going to get my brother who owns his own home and has children short of, and I don't want to do this every year, a nice bottle of wine?
Something heartfelt.
Yeah,
like
maybe.
What?
You know, all gifts don't have to be a cash value. It could be like a small gift that's specifically for that person.
That I have to hope that he wants to keep in his home, right?
Yes. Kevin, you are the king of gift giving.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you adamantly disagree with Katie, correct?
Yes. If you're invited to a party, don't show empty handed. At least get like a little gift that kind of shows that you thought about it, thought about them, and celebrate their special day. I don't care if they keep it or not.
So it is a waste of your money.
Not a waste of money. I'm paying for that moment of excitement.
So this person that we all know that has a birthday coming up, they are over the age of 40. It is not a milestone birthday for this person either. Kevin, are you going to get him something?
I think I'm going to get him like a little gift.
Like what?
Well, it's a lot of backstory of who he is, but I'm going to get him like a lemon key lime pie.
Oh, an edible gift.
Okay, yes. If it's edible or if you can consume it, to me, that's not a gift.
I agree with Katie on that.
What?
Like a bottle of wine, I don't consider to be. That's
it's
like
it's a
housewarming thing or something. You know what I mean? Some text messages we're getting into 909-1065. Gifts is a love language, definitely Kevin's love language. Mm-hmm. So for some people, that's how they show and feel value. I think you should always give a gift, even if it's just a gift card or flowers.
Yes.
Here's another one.
If it's flowers, to me, that's like an edible gift. It's not something that's going to last forever.
So don't even do it?
But it makes you feel good.
I would say I would get somebody flowers before I would buy them a thing.
If they're a good friend, it's another text message. If they're a good friend, then you do something together for their birthday. Otherwise, forget it. No more gifts past the age of 45. They say 45 is the cutoff.
Okay.
I mean, this person I don't believe is 45, so they would still be gift-giving eligible. I mean, I can see both sides on this. Katie, are you saying that we don't have to get you anything for your birthday anymore?
You
love gifts on your birthday. Good point, Gavin.
Okay, first of all, Kevin, what did you get me for my birthday?
Well, it's his birthday too.
Right. Okay, so it's a wash.
Gavin
exclusively gets me something for that is really for this show.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you bought a gift for my birthday that was not for this show?
I can't remember.
No, you can't.
But I put infinitely more thought and time and sometimes money into those gifts that are for the show than I would
for me.
Just your personal use.
Of course.
I feel like that should still count. But are you saying...
No, it doesn't still count because you just told me you wouldn't do it if it was just for me.
Wouldn't do it as big and as bold and as expensive.
Right, so that it doesn't count.
So can we stop?
Yeah.
Okay. You heard it here first,
okay,
folks.
I wouldn't stop gift giving. I mean, I would still give a gift if it's like you got invited to a party. But if it's like just your day celebrating, I'm not going to get you a gift.
Okay, I think we could end on this. I think the rule should be after 40, you buy him a meal.
Okay.
Or something perishable so it isn't just crap for your house.
Kevin?
You can do that. I'm not getting hated by people, okay? I'm standing hard. If you invite me to your party, I'm showing up with the gift.
That's okay. Right. So let the boys stand hard.
Right.
Okay, stand hard.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
And we're going to be playing it live on stage Saturday night for Wake Up Call Live. It's... Are you smarter than Katie? That'll be fun when hearing a whole theater full of people sing along to that.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. Are you kidding?
That's going to be a lot of fun. And we're playing today with Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Hello.
Good morning. I'm so excited.
Yeah, ooh, good. That's so fantastic. Excited. That's so fun. All right, here we go. Katie's going to leave the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
Here we go. Question one. I reported it last week that Orlando Bloom and fiance Katy Perry were on the verge of breaking up, and it officially happened. And this is happening just as Orlando Bloom plans on attending Jeff Bezos' wedding in Italy. So he is single, ready to mingle, ladies. What city is rented out for that wedding?
Venice?
Question two. Remember Steve from Blue's Clues? Well, he's starting his own podcast that tackles mental health and pressing issues around being a good person. He's also launching a live tour for adults and says that he cherishes every single adult who still considers him a friend. He said he runs into a lot of those. What was the name of the mailbox on the show Blue's Clues?
Mailbox?
Say it again.
The mailbox. The mailbox.
Yes. Okay. That's your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Question three. The latest episode of, or the latest season of The Simpsons just ended, and it was shocking for fans because they killed off Marge. Now the episode does take place, Kevin, in the future, but it shows us that she's the first family member to die. Apparently the episode was very sad. What's Bart's best friend's name?
I'm just going to say Milhouse.
Question four. Kim Kardashian is getting into the film production business, and she will executive produce and star as the villain in a Bratz film. The movie will be based around the popular toy line, but no details on the plot have been revealed. Which of the following is not a Bratz doll? Yasmin, Chloe, or Jade?
Chloe.
Question five. Disney World applied for permitting for a massive expansion that was not part of their huge announcement last year. Uh-oh. They asked for permits for, get a load of this, a brand new full theme park, two expansions of lands for existing parks, an 18-hole golf course, and three new hotels. And this still doesn't even use up like a third of the land that they have in Orlando. It's crazy. This will be over the next 20 years. So if it costs Disney $50 billion, how much would that be per year if evenly spread out?
It's $50 billion and...
20 years.
Over 20 years. $2.5 billion per year.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Aaron, where are we going this morning?
I'm at home with my baby.
Oh, I love that. How old is your baby?
He's 8 months old.
8 months old. Aww. And what's his name?
He's been on the radio before, but this is Atreus.
Atreus?
Atreus?
Atreus.
Atreus, yeah.
Ooh.
Like from the Neverending Story?
That's Atreus.
Atreus.
Close, yeah.
Right.
Where did the name Atreus come from?
It's Greek, and it means bravery and fearless.
Wow. Yes, I feel that.
I felt it.
Atreus. Wow. What a mighty king he will be one day.
He'll be a quarterback.
All right.
There's no choice.
Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. You're defending $480. And are you smarter than Katie? Question one. I don't think you were here for this, but I reported last week that there was heavy rumors that Orlando Bloom and fiance Katy Perry were on the verge of breaking up. It happened. They broke up, and just in time for Orlando Bloom to hit Jeff Bezos' wedding in Italy as a single fella.
In fairness, she's a Martian now.
She is a Martian. That's so, right. She went to space.
Right.
How weird is that? So, like, yeah, he sends Katy Perry to space.
Right.
So I'll bet she was invited at one point, and he was still going to Jeff's wedding.
Well, I mean, there are always breakups and there are couples friends, right?
I guess so, yeah. What city was rented out for their wedding?
Venice.
That is correct. Question two. You remember Steve from Blue's Clues?
Oh, yeah. He had to quit because he started balding.
Yeah. I don't think that was the only reason. But yeah.
No, he said
it was for balding?
He said, I didn't want to be old and trying to appeal to kids. Oh.
Well, now he's appealing to adults. He's starting a podcast this fall called Alive. It's going to tackle mental health and pressing issues around being a good person. Mm. He's also going to go on a live tour for adults. I don't know. He seems like he's a very nice person.
I know, but to be like, I'm going to tell you how to be a good person is a little gross.
Well, I don't think it's him. I think he's going to have experts on to talk about it. What was the name of the mailbox on the show Blue's Clues?
I think it was just Mailbox.
That is correct.
Mailbox, right?
Yeah, it was just Mailbox.
Yeah.
Question.
I'm the mailbox loaded up with things and knickknacks too. Or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know.
I loved it, though. I loved it.
Oh, no, that's backpack. And that's Dora
the Explorer. Sorry.
Question three. The latest season of The Simpsons just ended, and it shocked fans because they killed off Marge.
What?
Yes. Now, the episode takes place a few years into the future.
Okay.
But it shows that Marge is the first member of the family to die. And the episode was like her telling the kids like how to take care of Homer. Like, apparently it was like very, very sad. So,
That's so sad. The show
just got renewed for 3 more seasons. So people are kind of guessing, like, is this how the last season of the new contract is going to end?
Are we not all surprised that The Simpsons is still on the air?
It still does very well.
Yeah.
It's really? Do you know one person that watches it?
No, but I know 17 million people watch it every single week.
And I don't know a single one of them.
Yeah, but they do, though. It does very well.
To me.
What is Bart's best friend's name?
Milhouse.
Yes. Everything's coming up Milhouse.
Everything's coming up Milhouse.
Question four, Kim Kardashian.
Do you know his last name?
Milhouse Van Buren.
Van Houten.
That's it. Kim Kardashian is getting into the film production business just in time for the end of that industry. She is going to executive produce and star as the villain of a Bratz movie.
That seems in her wheelhouse.
The film's going to be based on the popular toy line. No plot has been revealed yet, though. Which of the following is not a Bratz character?
I didn't ever let my girls have Bratz dolls.
Yasmin.
Okay.
Chloe.
Okay.
Or Jade.
I'm going to say Yasmin.
Mm. It's Jade.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't you see, like, the top of their thongs? Like,
no, but they had, like... They wore a lot of makeup. They had pierced belly buttons. They always had like a bare midriff. And it was like, here you go, 6-year-old.
And they were called Bratz.
Right. Yeah. My girls weren't allowed to have them.
Question five. Disney World applied for permitting for a massive expansion. That was not part of that huge announcement they had last year. Listen to all this. They asked for permitting for a brand new full theme park.
Okay.
2 expansions for lands at existing parks, an 18-hole golf course, another one, and 3 new hotels. And remember, they still haven't even used up like a third of the land that they own in Orlando. It's crazy. So if this is going to be over the next 20 years, and it's going to cost Disney $50 billion to do it.
$50
billion? If evenly spread out, how much is that per year?
In 20 years? Oh, boy.
3 seconds.
10.
3.
Trillion.
Really?
And you went the other way. You went up.
Wow.
If it was spread out, it's division.
Million?
Division. And that still would have been wrong.
Okay.
The answer is $2.5 billion a year. And final score. Erin, are you there?
I am.
Is Atreus sleeping right now?
No, he's awake.
Oh, good, because you're going to scream because you got 4 and Katie got 3.
Wow.
Katie loses.
Wow.
Erin, you got yourself a jackpot of $480. Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. What is it that you would like to tell us?
Today, I am smarter than Katie.
Yeah, you are.
106.5 PM. It's the wake-up call.
Yeah. Good news, everybody. If you're like good old Burl Ives, your silver bells might be worth 25% more than they used to be. Katie has the details on how you could really cash in.
Ladies and gentlemen of America, if you can hear my voice, please understand. Silver prices have surged by 27%.
Wow. Woo! We did it. Woo! We did it. Woo! By the way, this is an accomplishment solely of the Wake Up Call. We've been advocating for silver futures to skyrocket. Yep. For almost 20 years. No, I know.
Some people want gold.
Mm-mm,
we say, not us. We're second place.
Silver's pretty.
Right. And you know what? We don't need to be first.
Well, do we know why this is happening?
Could be. I don't know. I didn't read it.
Okay.
Here's what I will tell you. And I got bigger problems. All right. So silver prices are up by 27%, which is encouraging Americans to sell their silver.
Okay.
Seems great, right?
No, as I'm reading on Google, apparently when gold and silver prices go up, it means the economy is not doing well.
Okay. Well, you're looking at Google AI, so I don't actually listen to anything that you say, especially about the economy. But here's my problem.
Okay.
I feel like they're trying to humiliate me.
Why?
How do I know what's silver and what's not?
How do you know what's silver and what's not?
Right. I've got jewelry. I'm going to go to a seller and be like, yeah, I thought this was real silver all this time. Just to find out, like, hey, you stupid bitch. Just like, I assume how they talk to you, which is not polite. This is costume jewelry. This is from Claire's. You're embarrassing.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Because I don't... It seems like...
Anything could be silver. How about these earrings? What do they look like?
Right. If it's gray shiny...
Right.
Instead of yellow shiny, I assume it's silver.
Right.
Our silverware, the word silver's right in it.
I don't know. I bought it from Amazon. It can't be true.
Right. If I take my collection of spoons that I've had from miscellaneous collections.
I'll take them from the office.
How about from Chili's that we've just shoved in Katie's purse?
Right. Oopsie doopsie.
Is that silver?
When I get a little drinky, I get a little steely.
I do know that if movies have taught me anything, which they have.
Obviously.
Silver can be tested by somehow biting it.
Gavin!
whenever somebody returns a fair maiden and they're paid with a sack full of coins, they always take one out and put it between their teeth and go, and they go,
she's a good...
Checks out!
Okay. I didn't even think of that.
So do we put all your jewelry in our mouth?
I'm going to put this fork.
Right.
I'm going to put it in my mouth. It's a fork.
Did it taste like silver?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Pass the old mouth test.
Right.
Have you ever gone to one of those places where you sell stuff? Like a pawn shop or something like that?
One time when money was very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I don't know how I'm going to pay the daycare. Uh-huh. Okay. And I went to a pawn shop and I had designer sunglasses.
Okay.
And they said, this is how they threw me on my heels.
They always do.
Okay. They go, you got the box?
Oh.
And I was like, no. And I just left. And I've never been back.
Every single time I go to one of those places, I feel like they're all the same. It looks like somebody's garage. Like
it's not this one.
The most random stuff on the walls.
It looked like you want to sell me rings from the Renaissance and every gun.
But like, wasn't it kind of like slapdash decorated? Like
was not decorated. It was just shelves.
Right. And that's everything. Okay. Everything in there is for sale. Then there's always one very pissed off man.
He was mad.
With some sort of accent.
He was American.
Okay. All right.
But he had to buzz me in and he seemed put out.
Yeah.
And his name was absolutely something like Marty. And I was like, Marty, what do I have to do to put you into these Gucci shades today? And he's like, look at me. you look at me right now. And I go, okay, Marty, what? And he goes, got the box? And I was like, I'm so sorry to waste your time.
I gotta go.
I did what?
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I wanted to go over something. This new survey came out that asked employees what are like non-negotiable perks.
Oh, okay.
For where you work. And they divide up into gender. They also divide up into age groups. Like, just to run through some of them, you know, the non-negotiable perks for men want money.
Oh, sure.
Women want, do you know what it would be?
A pleasant environment.
Yeah, a supportive workplace. And I think this is hysterical. Gen Z, their non-negotiables are a 4-day work week and also fun rooms.
What is a fun room?
A room for fun, guys.
Okay, but how much fun could you be having at work? Like, that sounds like where you go to, like, smash.
They want, it actually does, that's true. A fun room at work would be, they want the company to buy things like pinball machines, video games, sometimes just a big beanbag room where you can go and hang out, video games as well.
Okay. I think that
guys, are you a serious generation or not?
Where are they getting this from?
Who?
These kids.
I don't know.
Like, is it
YouTube?
The Google campus? Because we can't all work at Google.
And I don't, last I heard, it didn't even work out at Google. I think they got rid of most of that silly stuff.
What? Oh, I never heard that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they did, because COVID, like, they're like, well, we don't need any of this. And then they never brought it back after COVID.
Aww.
I mean, don't worry, Kevin. I think they still have office dogs and scooters.
Oh, wow.
But some of the other things that are on here, though, from the serious generations, that are non-negotiables. Okay, how do you guys feel about this stuff? Paid overtime.
Yes.
Well, of course.
That's what I said. Of course. Now, to be fair, it's still 3/4 of people. But that means that 25% of people are fine with not getting paid for overtime?
I mean, that not paying your employees for overtime is like your employee asking you to pay you double for just doing your normal workouts.
Yeah. Like, who is the 25%? You should be identified. You should have to
you need to be on a list.
You should have to wear a special hat that all of us know that you're a bitch, okay?
Yeah, for real. Because you know what? This is also the same people that are like, don't forget to collect our homework.
Bro,
yes,
same person.
I hate those
I
people.
Have a hat that says dumb bitch. You can buy them. We should buy them, and then you have to be forced to do that. Here's another one. Paid sick leave. Okay. How is that not something that everybody wants?
Right.
Same statistic. 25% of people say, nah. I bet it's the same person.
Right.
Just one guy.
Comprehensive health insurance packages. Again, 25% of people are like, you don't have to. What?
See, it's hard for me to call that a perk. You know, I understand that it is. But to me, like, perks are like a game room.
Yeah, a fun room.
Or a fun room. Or like beer 30 on Fridays.
How about this one? A 401k retirement package.
That, again, doesn't feel like a perk as much as just we are grown-ups and these are the things we need.
It's just part of being...
I understand it is. I understand it as a tool to bring in qualified candidates and so that they don't go elsewhere. I understand that.
Right.
But I still don't like it.
It's basically like making a less secure pension for everybody who's not in a union.
Right.
That's kind of what it is. And only 60% of people want that. This is the one that really troubled me.
Oh, okay.
Comprehensive dental package. Only half of us.
Only half?
Guys, your teeth are important.
They're really important.
They're way more important than an office dog or a pinball machine.
So wait, did more people want an office dog?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, more people in Gen Z.
Oh, okay.
Gen Z. The rest of us are looking at Gen Z being like, grow up.
trying.
So anyway, I thought that was like really interesting. And plus, in a world where AI possibly could replace almost all of us in the next 10 years, maybe we should just get a little light on the fun rooms and...
I'll tell you what, though. Here's the problem.
4-day work weeks.
Fun rooms are less expensive for a company than comprehensive dental.
Oh, that's true.
So don't ask for this because the company's going to be like, sure, stupid.
That's true.
Here's your pinball machine. Have fun. Go brush your teeth with that.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Oh, Mariah. Yes, yes. So, Mariah Carey. She has the voice of an angel and the brain of a baby. Not my words. Those are the words of doctors.
They go, hey, baby brain. Hey, Mimi.
And we're talking about this because now, I feel like we've talked about it before, but Mariah Carey was recently on a show in England. And they brought up the fact that there's a rumor that exists that Mariah Carey doesn't believe in time. Let that wash over you. She doesn't believe in the passage of time, the concept of it, the construct of time. I'm just going to play the audio because it sounds like I'm making this up.
Mariah, is it true you don't acknowledge the passing of time?
That is true.
What do you mean by that?
I just don't.
I love how they're already laughing.
Of course.
What do you mean by that?
I don't believe in it.
What? Do you mean time zones? Or
No, just time.
Just time.
Just time. Hold on, there's more.
Okay.
Times and no clocks.
No.
No, just not into that.
Yeah, I don't, let it go.
Do you celebrate your birthday?
I don't have a birthday, no.
Anniversaries?
Anniversaries, yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, okay, so anniversaries, yes. Birthdays, no.
And also clocks, absolutely not.
No clocks.
Unnecessary, don't need it.
What makes your children grow? We don't know. We're unsure.
Okay. First of all, this is the most Mariah Carey thing I've ever heard.
It really is.
It is. She is so far removed from reality.
Yeah.
That she is somebody that can say she doesn't believe in time.
Yeah.
Now, if you told me that she doesn't believe in time because she can't tell time, I would believe you.
I would too.
But also,
like when you look at an elementary school kid, look at the clock, look at the hands.
Right.
What time is it? Nope, that's not right. Try again. That's not 13 o'clock? No, there's no way, there's not even 13 up there.
But I also feel like if Mariah Carey told you, I don't believe we're on Earth, I would believe that she believes that.
I would too. You know, I before I heard the audio, I was thinking to myself, man, when I woke up today, I didn't want to think that I'd understand what Nick was going through. But I do now. You can't stay with somebody like this. How do you maintain a relationship?
Well, also, how does she get anywhere or do anything? Or does she? Like, if you also found out that Mariah Carey never leaves her compound, everything and everyone comes to her, I would believe that too.
I mean, that sounds like your fantasy.
Okay. Is that a Mariah Carey reference?
It is not. It is not. You know, but here's why I think this is all. If you're just joining us, Mariah Carey doesn't believe in time and confirmed it. Here's why this is nonsense. Beyond the fact that, like, it is nonsense, but why Mariah Carey does believe in time.
Okay.
There is no person on this planet that is more attuned to the Gregorian calendar than Mariah Carey.
Oh, because of...
Every December, it's like pass and go in Monopoly for her.
She's back!
Yep. The Queen of Christmas gets a big fat
Gavin,
check for $10 million.
That she knows it's December. You are high! She gets a big fat check every day.
Well,
she thinks every day is December. She thinks that
But she don't. You don't think she notices that the checks are a little bit
higher? Hell no! Higher? She doesn't notice anything. She doesn't notice it's daytime, Gavin.
I'm sorry, day what?
Exactly.
Day what?
Light out and dark out is what she calls it.
Right.
Okay, guys, if you want to go to bed, just know it's dark out.
Yeah, it's dark out. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
She, if you think she is clocking when it's Mariah Carey season, you are dead wrong. Also, she thinks it's Mariah Carey season every day, too.
That's a great point. That is a great point. So, okay. So we do believe this.
Oh, I absolutely believe this.
What's it?
Imagine trying to do anything with her. Which leads me to my next question. Do you think she has any friends?
No.
I don't think she has any real friends.
I don't think she has any friends.
Yeah. I think she has people that she thinks are her friends.
I don't think she... I don't
but
think
they're really
either.
Like servants and like people who hold her dog and people who who hold her bags and then other people who actually do know what time is and make sure she gets to appointments. You know, and how would you even have that conversation? Kevin... Imagine Katie doesn't believe in time, but you have to get her somewhere by 3 o'clock and it is 2:45. So how would you tell, how would you start that conversation?
I would tell her, go outside. If you see your shadow, you need to go.
Like the groundhog.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Ladies, he's single and ready to bing ya. That's right. Kevin goes all over the internet to find interesting facts. He doesn't do enough research into it, though, to tell us, to make us more interesting. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know at Animal Kingdom and Disney World, balloons aren't permitted in the park? So you can check your balloons in balloon daycare where you get a report card at the end of the day to tell you if your balloon was well-behaved or not.
Wow.
That's so magical.
So magical.
What would make a balloon a bad balloon?
Just try to blow away.
Yeah. Always hitting the ceiling.
Or hitting all the other balloons.
Uh-huh. Untying and trying to get loose.
Being a showboat.
This should be a Pixar movie.
And one of the balloons gets away.
Yeah.
Balloon daycare. Yes.
And the other balloons have to go... find it before its parents come back.
I've never bought my kids a balloon.
Never.
I don't know who would and why.
Oh.
What is the point of a balloon? Like, balloons were really cool before fun was invented, right? Like, when we discovered that we could harness the power of helium.
You know what? A balloon is like one step up from Little House on the Prairie days when like a girl would get a ribbon for Christmas.
Right. Or like a hoop and stick.
Right. And she'd be like, oh, Papa, it's the most glorious ribbon I've ever seen.
It's so soft. I can't wait to rub it on my cheek. Yeah. I if you're somebody who does buy your kids balloons, like at Disney parks, text in and let me know why.
Because why? Because they go, let me have it.
Well, what do you do with it once you have it?
The same thing you do with every balloon, Gavin.
I don't do anything with balloons.
You wait for your kids to leave before you pop it and throw it away.
That's so mean. Does that really happen?
Watch it decompose in front of me.
I'm sure the reason why they can't have balloons at Animal Kingdom is because it's bad for the animals.
Well, that's exactly why.
But I want to assume more that it's because it makes the animals jealous.
Because why can't I have a balloon?
Yeah, because unless you're a monkey or an ape, you can't hold it.
Right.
What are you going to do? Tie a balloon to a rhinoceros's horn?
I could see an elephant being a balloon animal.
Yeah, holding it with the trunk.
Yeah.
You know what? An elephant looks dumb enough to have fun with a balloon.
Sure. And yet they're very smart.
Yeah. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know snails can feel their shells?
Huh?
Snails can feel their shells.
What was so hard about reading that sentence that made you stop?
It got blurry and I thought it says smell their own shells.
Got it.
But it's feel.
Snails can feel their own shells.
I would hope so.
Is a snail's shell part of the snail's body?
Because
otherwise it's a slug, right?
Yes.
So is a slug a shellless snail, Kevin?
It's starting to feel like the answer is yes.
Okay. Yes, slugs are snails without shells.
Right.
Okay, so when you see a slug, that's just an unhoused
so
snail.
Wait, where are they finding shells?
Yeah, because some of those shells are nice. What a weird animal.
Yeah.
Is a snail an animal?
Yeah.
Don't laugh at me.
How dare you, Kevin?
You're the one that laughed.
It could be, I don't know, a hybrid of, like,
insect
and animal. I don't know.
Well, an insect is an animal.
Insects are animals.
What?
Yeah, insects are animals.
No, they're not.
Subspecies.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's different animal kingdoms.
Are you guys messing with me?
No, animal's the big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's got a bunch of, like, little categories underneath animal.
Yeah.
You're telling me a fly is an animal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, humans are animals, too.
Well, I don't want to hear anything
we're mammals.
From you feel and smell.
Yes, a fly is an animal.
Yes.
It's an insect, which is a type of animal.
Right.
I'll be damned.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're shot.
Plants are not animals.
Gavin.
That's a ridiculous sentence given
Bryce
this conversation.
Says it was snails an animal.
It's Did You Know with Kevin. Give us one more.
Did you know before the invention of the light bulb, people often didn't sleep through the whole night? A lot of cultures had first sleep and second sleep with a wake up time in the middle to stoke the fire. Mm-hmm. Have a snack and talk.
What?
Stoke the fire, have a snack, and chitty chat?
Yeah, in between first sleep and second sleep.
That's crazy.
So did everybody have to wake up after first sleep? Or it wasn't like, okay, Tyler, you have to be on fire duty tonight.
But it was
no?
probably whoever was up. You know, if Ma happened to be up.
She stoked the fire.
She stoked the fire. And if somebody, if Paul.
Who's she talking to then?
It, probably anybody that was willing to listen. So you'd think it'd be the other way around. The darker it would be, the better sleep we would get.
Well, yeah, but you get cold. There's no heat.
I see. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you probably just had a morsel of bread for dinner.
Right.
So you got hungry. Your stomach started to growl.
Right. That you dipped in broth.
Yeah. Mmm. Are you enjoying your ribbon?
And then somebody woke up and go, did you eat all of the bread and soup? I was.
You looked like you weren't going to wake up for first sleep.
It was a midnight snack.
What is midnight?
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's. Wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.